This is St. Louis Public Radio. Women trying to escape from domestic and sexual violence face a lot of barriers to getting help, and the situation is amplified for women in rural areas. An agency in Pulaski County, Missouri, has developed a new program to combat these problems. As St. Louis Public Radio's Jonathan All reports, the program is showing signs of success and getting national attention.
Genesis is a shelter in Waynesville that helps women escape domestic and sexual violence. While its service area includes Fort Leonard Wood and a county of more than 50,000 people, much of that area is rural. Megan Setter is a therapist at the shelter. When she arrived a few years ago, she noticed it was very difficult to connect with women in rural areas.
Just for us as an agency, the amount of missed appointments and things like that, too, that were occurring just because people could not physically come in to get the services that they needed.
Setter says in a small town or unincorporated area, it's harder for women to seek help because their abusers can keep closer tabs on them and intimidate them. So Setter started an online program where clients could talk to therapists, counselors, and staff members who could help them get away and be safe. But it turned out even having services online isn't always enough. Wendy Miller is dragging a laptop bag that she calls her mobile office into a business in a small town 130 miles from St. Louis. 3 days a week, the rural victim advocate for Genesis visits different locations in the county and sets up in a back room or empty office. Having online service is only helpful if the clients can access the internet in a safe place. With spotty internet connections in rural areas, that's not always possible. So Wendy Miller takes the technology to them.
If they can just get to me at the disclosed location, I have my computer, I have my laptop, I can set them up with therapy services through our therapist over the internet.
Miller says those locations include businesses, doctor's offices, and health departments, places that won't arouse suspicion.
All the places that we go to, I designed that they're very public places, that it's not going to look odd for them to go into it. So if their abuser goes by and sees them going into a health department, it's not weird.
Miller is a lifelong Pulaski County resident and a 12-year survivor of domestic violence. She says connecting with women that need help in rural areas takes a special approach.
We want to dress like them. We want to look like them. We want to meet them where they live. We don't want to walk in our suits. We want to meet everybody exactly in the place that they are. And then they're going to be more apt to trust you and allow you to give them the help they need.
The program has been running for a little more than a year, and Miller says she has helped more than 60 women get help to get away from their abusers. The National Coalition Against Domestic Violence applauded Genesis for its work and had the agency present its program at a national conference. Vicki Smith is the executive director of the Illinois Coalition Against Domestic Violence. She says rural agencies are under constant pressure to find ways to innovate because of the population they serve and a lack of funding.
In urban areas, there's foundations, there's corporations, there's different access to money that our rural agencies don't have. And they may find that they're running out of money pretty quickly if they're trying to be creative and do services in a different way.
Genesis is running its rural program with grants of about $50,000 they hope to have renewed, as well as find other funding sources. The coronavirus outbreak forcing people to stay in close quarters is exacerbating domestic violence problems. But it's also adding to the attention Genesis is getting. With more and more restrictions on personal interactions, many organizations are looking at using online services. Megan Setter says she's ready to respond and share what they do.
So we're getting a ton of calls about what we're doing, and I'm actually probably going to record a training to be able to post and share with our coalition so other people that want to kind of implement this program right now, given the current situation, are able to do so.
Genesis staff was planning to go to New Mexico to train rural providers there on using telehealth and roving staff, but it was canceled due to COVID-19 restrictions. Setter says she hopes to reschedule that. And for now, Wendy Miller will keep rolling her mobile office around Pulaski County to help women in need. In Waynesville, I'm Jonathan All, St. Louis Public Radio.